Hey, it's Chris Voss, CEO of the Black Swan Group. Today we're going to discuss how to get the upper hand in any take it or leave it offer and how you can use these skills in order to get the upper hand in any kind of negotiation. Stay tuned until the end of the video and be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Now let's get started. Let me start out by reminding you one of the Black Swan Group's great rules. The secret to gaining the upper hand in any negotiation is giving the other side the illusion of control. If somebody gives you a take it or leave it offer in negotiations, there's kind of only three possibilities. Number one, they're either highly insecure. Number two, they're under a lot of pressure. Number three, they're testing you. I recently spoke to Mark Cuban about this. I did an interview with him on Fireside, a new social media app. And I'd noticed before he likes to do the take it or leave it offers a lot on Shark Tank. So I told him, you know, I think you're testing people to see how they handle the pressure, to see how they can represent you. Because one time on Shark Tank, he said, look, you got to take this offer from me. You can't talk to anybody else. Take it or leave it right now before you speak to anybody else. And the entrepreneur looked back at him and said, if I was representing you, you wouldn't want me to get pushed around like that, would you? Subtle side hint, that's a no-oriented question. And he stopped and he relaxed for a second and he said, now, you go ahead and talk to them. He likes to test people. He likes to see how they bear up under pressure. So let's go back to how we started. They're highly insecure, or they're under a lot of pressure, or even they're testing you. I've got four approaches for you for dealing with this. Number one, the no-oriented question, which was pretty much the one that I just gave you a few moments ago. You wouldn't want me to get pushed around if I was representing you, would you? It's an obvious no. Here's another one that can help with the other two types. Is it disrespectful if I ask to clarify a few points? If they're insecure or they're under a lot of pressure, of course, getting somebody to say no makes them feel safe and secure, and they're happy to proceed. And what you want someone who's either insecure or under a lot of pressure to feel is safe and secure. So this is a great way for our first response. The next response, use a mirror. Repeat the last three words of what they just said. So take it or leave it offer. Your mirror would be, take it or leave it? With that upward inflection. Boy, that upward inflection is great for making sure something lands gently, even something you're afraid may sound harsh. So again, I'll do it for you. Take it or leave it? That's gentle and it's inquiring. Mirrors are great for keeping people talking. Number three, a gentle label. Here's a good label to use. It sounds like there's no movement on any of these points. Notice the downward inflection. Or you could hit them with the upward inflection. It sounds like there's no movement on any of these points. Either way, a gentle label gets people talking. If there's no movement, they're going to tell you that. Most likely, they'll soften someplace. Read what they say. Read the look in the moment. Gather data with your eyes. If you're on the phone, listen to how long the silence is before they answer and what their tone of voice is when they do answer. Number four, use generosity to your advantage in your label. Say, you've been very generous. It sounds like there's nothing more you can do. Now, you want to get generosity out of people, even when they're seeming stingy and pushy, and especially when they're seeming stingy and pushy. While you feel they're being stingy and pushy, they probably feel they're being generous. I know it sounds ridiculous, but that's what empathy is all about. So if you need more generosity from the other side, label it to see if you can nurture it and get some more. That's a great thing about saying you've been very generous with someone who doesn't seem particularly generous to you, but understand it's not about you. Chances are if they're being backed into a corner or they feel insecure, they actually feel they're being generous. So you want more of it? Label it. And then the last part, it sounds like there's nothing more you can do. Well, It's very difficult to say yes ever, even to a label. So even if they do say yes, they're going to want to say more. They're going to want to keep talking. Be prepared to mirror and label what they say in response to this label or any of the things that you say, and read their tone of voice and look on their face. Remember, one of the cardinal rules of negotiation in the Black Swan Group and the Black Swan Method is never be mean to someone who could hurt you by doing nothing. The flip side of it is, if they feel like it, they could probably do a lot. So this is the way to get them to do as much as they can do and to make them feel good about the process. Remember, it's all about getting your repetitions in. So practice with a friend, family member, or coworker before your next high-stakes negotiation to be fully prepared. If this video helped you in leveling up your Black Swan Method skills, write tactical empathy in the comments below. Be sure to hit the like button and subscribe and watch the related playlists showing up on your screen right now. Practice daily and never split the difference.